You wrote one of my very favorite sentences about Louis Armstrong in a piece in the New York Times. You were writing about how he was misunderstood because he was here, as he said, in the service of happiness. And you said he was a one-man carnival of joy. And joy seems to surge in your work, just as you've interpreted Armstrong in that incredibly insightful and lovely way. You also write about Charlie Parker's quest for joy, and that's all tied up with that idea of optimism that you're talking about, right?
Yep, you're absolutely right. This was the Depression, so everybody knew that things were bad, and they knew that they had one of two ways they could go, it seems to me. They could become overwhelmed by the difficulties of their time, or they could respond to their difficulties with the exuberance of life itself. Not any attempt to ignore what the world was actually like or what it actually provided in terms of challenging you, but the fact that you could respond to your challenge was an enormously inspiring thing. In most families, if you talk to a grandparent or someone a grandparent says, after a certain point, if you call them and you say, well, how are you doing today? They might respond, got out of bed, woke up. And you say, what does that mean? And one of them may tell you, you know, if you aren't alive, you can't wake up. You must see like there's a line in Hemingway's The Old Man and the Sea where the old man has had this extraordinary fight with these fish, and he thinks he's dead for a moment. Then Hemingway says something like, he thought he was dead, but he was wrong. His shoulders told him that he was still alive. And see, that's the same thing that you hear at the center of the blues. It's like, yes, life is terrible. Yes, life can be terrible. Yes, it can be disappointing. Yes, it can be frustrating. But you know what? It's not as strong as life itself, the energy of life. That's your blessing, and you better live up to it.